You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. A key metric of profitability for Indian banks, lending margins, is set to get a boost as the nation's decision to withdraw its highest value currency note bolsters bank deposits. The Reserve Bank of India's move to withdraw the 2,000 rupees notes will lead to growth in deposits at banks and lower their cost of funds, according to a note from Axis Mutual Fund. The step could boost deposits by as much as 2 trillion rupees through the end September deadline to exchange the notes, the asset manager said. Net interest margin, the difference between the bank's lending rate and the amount it pays for deposits, will narrow in the year to March 31st, as demand for loans outstrips the deposit growth, Fitch Ratings had warned earlier this year. Banks held 18.4 trillion rupees in deposits as of May, according to RBI. But as the rush to deposit the high-value currency notes before the deadline gathers pace, banks' margins could expand, said Madan Sabnavis, chief economist at state-run Bank of Baroda. Moving on, realty major DLF's chairman Rajiv Singh remains the wealthiest Indian real estate entrepreneur, with the wealth of rupees 59,030 crores, according to Grohe Hurun, India. With a wealth of rupees 42,270 crores, Mangal Prabhat Lodha and his family of Macrotech developers is at the second position. On Tuesday, Grohe Hurun India Real Estate Rich List 2023 was released that ranks 100 individuals from 67 companies and 16 cities. As per the report, 61% of the list saw their wealth increase, of which 25 were new faces, while 36 saw their wealth decrease. As per the list, Arjun Menda and family of Bengaluru-based RMZ Corp debuted at the third position on the list with a wealth of Rs. 37,000 crores. With a fortune of Rs. 26,620 crores, Chandru Raheja and family of K. Raheja Corp have successfully held on to the fourth position. Hiranandani Communities founder Niranjan Hiranandani was at the fifth position with a fortune of Rs. 23,900 crores. Meanwhile, Tata Motors Finance, one of India's leading NBFC in the vehicle finance industry, has launched its first dedicated IT infrastructure development center in Pune. The company says the strategic move aims to leverage Pune's flourishing technology ecosystem, attract expert tech talents, and establish a centralized tech solution hub for Tata Motors Finance's digital transformation initiatives. The center was inaugurated by Samrat Gupta, MD and CEO of Tata Motors Finance, along with Niloy Majumdar, Chief Digital and Marketing Officer, Kanika Garg, Chief Product Officer, Ramesh Chandra, Chief Information Officer, Jitendra Jadwani, Chief Information Security Officer, Rahul Tombre, Regional Business Head West, and other staff members of Tata Motors Finance. In a separate development, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was greeted at Sydney's Kudos Bank Arena in Sydney Olympic Park with Vedic chanting and other traditional types of welcome as he arrived in the company of his Australian counterpart, Anthony Albanese, to address the Indian diaspora at a community event in the Australian city. After a traditional welcome, PM Modi and Albanese greeted each other with a warm hug and walked into Sydney's biggest stadium to reverberating cheers. He was also welcomed in Indian traditions. Priests were present at the event and chanted prayers. A cultural program was held at the Kudos Bank Arena. Various cultural performances were performed by various artists. Bharatanatyam, Garba and other dance forms were performed at the event. In another development, India, with its vast population, thriving digital economy and technology use, is poised to leverage transformative power of 5G and in future 6G to catapult itself to the forefront of digital innovation, US Ambassador to India Eric Garcetti said on Tuesday. Terming trust an absolute necessity when it comes to 5G, Garcetti said, India and the US are committed to collaborating towards this. India, with its G20 presidency this year, can not only drive deployment of trusted solutions and architecture among developing nations, but in the developed world too, become a vital part of supply chain to de-risk the world. Speaking at inaugural ceremony of US-India 5G and Next Generation Networks workshop, Garcetti said the two nations, through their shared values, recognize that technology is not only about faster speeds or better connectivity, but also a gateway to progress and reflection of development. Lastly, domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex, trimmed gains and settled almost flat on Tuesday. The Nifty 50 rose 33 points or 0.18% to 18,348, and Sensex rose 18.11 points or 0.03% to end at 61,981.79. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty rose 69.35 points or 0.16% to 43,954.45, and Nifty IT fell 133.60 points or 0.46% to 28,873.70. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.